Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Powered by Clear Vision Development Group, this is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Welcome to the program, everyone, where today I'm going to resume my discussion about execution plans. This will be our second program to discuss the topic of execution. And today I'm going to be focused on the first piece of any execution plan that you need to get together and get focus on. And that is, what are your priorities? We're going to talk about them, what they mean, what they should be, and how to focus on them and how to plan them. Today's program is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. I'll be right back on Better Than Before on the C-Suite Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is your host, Coach Tony Richards. And I think I've told you in the past that my practice is almost 20 years old now. We're getting in there probably about another year to go, maybe 19 years ago or something like that, when I started my coaching and consulting practice. And back then, I made a lot of money and I did a lot of client engagements on strategic planning. And I still do that with my clients today, but we use a little bit different format than I used back then. And we can talk about that in another program. But one of the things that I noticed that was very much missing in the whole strategic planning process was execution. How do we know these things are going to get done and they're going to get implemented and they're going to get executed? You really don't. And that's when I sort of thought, you know, we're really having a strategic discussion and we need to come together and have an execution plan, right? And so as time went on, we worked on developing a skeleton version of what an execution plan would look like. And so we talked about some principles of execution in our previous program, if you want to go back a couple of weeks. And we're going to be talking about execution quite a lot this year, because as the business marketplace gets tougher and gets more competitive, you need strong strategy, but you also need a strong plan in which to carry out what you've come together and discussed. And so we're going to get into that a little bit more today. And we're going to talk about the first component of any execution plan, which is your priorities. And one of the key statements that I always like to present to my clients is, does your organization have annual, quarterly, and personal priorities that are visible, measured, and activated in a 13-week period? So this is one of the things that was a little bit different the way I've approached it through my practice with my clients is that from the strategic planning date or the strategy discussion that we have over a two-day period, and we begin looking at the next year coming up, we go in 13-week sprints. And so we go from January 1st to March 31st. We go from April 1st to June 30th. We go from July 1st to September 30th, and we go from October 1st to December 31st in four 13-week sprints. In the whole of that, then, there are a couple of things that we want to make sure are happening. First thing is that the executive team, the leadership team, whatever you want to call the key management group that oversees your organization, needs to have an annual meeting that we call the strategic discussion. And that that meeting, through a lot of discussion and reviewing of the previous year and a lot of other framework that we put in place, we're going to determine what the single most important metric, the measurement piece, to drive the organizational success is going to be. And that organizational metric is going to vary from business and industry to business and industry. Another thing we want to know is the executive team and the key management group has to meet annually and also quarterly to set the 3 to 5 priorities that drive the critical metric, the culture, and the cash and profit of the business. So not only a business metric that kind of measures how the business is doing, but also a cultural component that is most important that we know that we're keeping the culture alive and we're keeping the culture going, and also to make sure that the business is making money. Here's another one. Every leader, manager, and key contributor in the organization has a 13-week sprint plan to execute their priorities every single week and over the 13-week period. Here's another one. The organization has a clear and visible communication flow to include quarterly team meetings, monthly meetings, weekly meetings, daily huddles, and key metrics. And we're going to get into that particular component a little bit deeper in a few shows. And also, teams in the organization, so as you're going down the leadership pyramid, teams are able to solve business problems using collective intelligence, collaboration, participation, measurement, fun, and rewards. So any organization, this is a quote from Jim Collins, any organization that is agile and can scale successfully has created a culture of disciplined planning, execution, and accountability to get the right things done in the right time frame by the right people. So there's three rights in there. Did you catch them all? Get the right things done in the right time frame by the right people. So that's why we set up this 13-week sprint, because we want to make sure the priorities, the right things done, the priorities are focused on in the right time frame, 13 weeks by the right people, the leaders and the people who are accountable for those particular measurements. So let's go and talk about the priorities. And I laid a lot of these things out last week, because I told you about the 80-20 rule. I told you about Ivy Lee and his conversation with Charles Schwab at Bethlehem Steel. And we talked about a lot of those things about just overall execution. Here's where we want to dive into priorities. So priorities are focused on outcomes that make a difference in an organization. In other words, they matter in the growth process, in the scaling process that you're trying to take your company through. Priorities, whether they're annual priorities or 13-week priorities, should substantially align with the long-term objectives of the company. I did a show here a year or two ago talking about the BHAG, which another Jim Collins term, the big, hairy, audacious goal, which is the big 10 to 15 year super huge goal that you're going for. And so you want to have your long-term objectives lined up with the BHAG, also your 3 to 5 year plan. And priorities, here's another thing about priorities. They also have a clear completion point. In other words, you know when you're finished with them, and they're measurable with a KPI, a key performance indicator. Now, the next time we get together on this subject, I have another guest or two over the next couple of weeks, but next time we get together and talk about execution, I'm going to dive into that. It's going to be our next subject, which is the metrics and the measurement of these priorities. But one of the frameworks that has been used forever, it was probably carved into some caveman's wall somewhere, is the SMART method. So the S is for specific, the M is for measurable, the A is for achievable, the R is for realistic, and the T is for time bound. So they need to be as clear and specific as possible. They need to be measurable. They need to be things that you can actually do. And it's debatable how much a stretch goal should stretch you. So it needs to be something that's actually possible. It needs to be realistic, and it needs to be in a time frame. And I've already shared with you that priorities can be over a year, an annual priority, and also broken up into 13-week segments for that priority. Or there could be some priorities that only last 13 weeks. If there's something that you really, really, really need to get done and it has a time frame that's shorter and it's very important, there can be 13-week priorities. There can be monthly priorities, but you can't have more than 3 to 5. So you might have one or two, or you might have one that's a monthly, you might have one that's a quarterly, and a couple others that are going to take more time, might take 2 quarters, might take 3 quarters, might take all year. So you have to make that decision. And also what you have to make in accordance with that decision is you have to make sure that the team is aligned with that decision and everyone is accountable and bought in and can confidently walk out of the leadership team meeting owning the decision on what those priorities are going to be. Maybe one of your priorities is that you need to recruit, hire, and onboard a regional sales manager. One might be you need to design and test an auxiliary power protocol or something like that if you're in the engineering or technical department. I don't know. Like I said, they're going to vary from company to company and from industry to industry, but you absolutely positively have to be clear as possible, specific as possible, and they have to be priorities that make a difference in your company. Also, a familiar trope that I use is move the needle. They have to be things that you can focus on that have outcomes that move the needle forward and moves the company forward. That's what I mean by focus on outcomes that make a difference and that they have clear starting and ending points. So those are my thoughts on how to put priorities into your execution plan. Next time we get together and discuss this subject, I want to talk about metrics and key performance indicators and how to attach those. First of all, what they are, how they are used, and how you can attach them to your clear priorities. And we'll discuss that in the coming program. Stand by. Before we get out of here today, I'm going to give you 3 key questions for reflection and journaling. That's coming up next here on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo. Or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Tony Richards. I hope your week's going great so far. I know this is early in the week, but hey, we got to have hope. We've got to have belief that things are going to work out and things are going to go great for us. I've got three key questions to use for your journaling and also for your own reflection on this week's show before we take off and let you get back to, you know, what you're doing. Number one, over the last 10 years, so from 2013 to 2022, what has become more important to you and what has become less important? It's an important thing to think back and reflect on and try to see. Maybe you've been launched into transition since then, and maybe you're on a whole new track and you didn't even realize or didn't even know it. Time is kind of funny that way. Key question number two, this thing that I'm worrying about, sweating over, losing sleep over, is it going to matter 6 months from now? If it's not going to matter 6 months from now, stop crying over it. Stop being upset over it. Stop losing sleep over it, right? Things will move on. I remember being a kid and I understood this principle even as a child, because when I'd get in trouble for something and maybe I got a spanking or maybe I got my bike taken away or maybe I wasn't allowed to go play baseball with my neighbor friends or I was in trouble and it was awful. It was an awful feeling to be in trouble. And I'm sitting there and thinking about it all. And the thought just kept coming over and over and over. I sure wish it was a month from now, because in a month from now, this ain't going to matter. And I'm not going to be in trouble. And I'm going to be able to do all the things that I want to do. And so if it's an emotional thing and you're worrying about it and fretting over it, and it's not going to matter a month from now or 3 months from now or 6 months from now or a year from now, don't let it matter now. Just move on. Key question number three, what are the minority of my actions that drive the majority of my results? So this is a question around the 80-20 rule, right? So what are the minority of my actions, the 20% that drive the majority of my results, the 80%? Think that over, journal that out, write it in your book. And that's our program today. Thank you for coming by. Really appreciate it. I hope you got some value out of our execution principles and also out of our three key questions for you for journaling and reflection. Better Than Before is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru is homegrown and proud of it. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. And always, thank you for coming by and join our free Facebook group, Tony Richards, Speaker, Author, Coach. Special thanks as always to our producer, Tessa Hall. And until we visit again here on Better Than Before next week, I'm Tony Richards reminding you, above and beyond all things, that everything gets better when you get better. So let's get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.